This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Delta has been downgraded from a once powerful hurricane to a tropical storm as it moves inland across the U.S. South. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Delta came ashore Friday evening in southwest Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane, but quickly weakened and has become a tropical storm as it moves inland. Forecasters say the storm is moving to the north-northeast on a track across central and north Louisiana that is expected to continue through Saturday morning. The system is expected to become a tropical depression by Saturday as it moves across northern Mississippi into the Tennessee Valley. A Trump administration official leading the response to the coronavirus pandemic says the U.S. can expect delivery of a vaccine starting in January 2021, despite statements from the president that inoculations could begin this month. Dr. Robert Kadlec said in an email Friday that the administration is accelerating production of safe and effective vaccines to ensure delivery starting January 2021. Kadlec is the Department of Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary of Preparedness and Response. President Donald Trump said at a White House press briefing last month that we think we can start sometime in October. U.S. President Trump is looking to get his campaign back on track a week after he was sidelined with the coronavirus, which has killed more than 210,000 Americans. As questions linger about his health, he is expected to hold an event at the White House Saturday and what he calls a big rally in Sanford, Florida on Monday. Mr. Trump on Friday held what he used his campaign billed as a radio rally as he dialed into the show of conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh. Despite public and private surveys showing him trailing Democrat Joe Biden, Mr. Trump predicted a greater victory in 2020 than in 2016. This is VOA News. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says governors from both major political parties have reached out to her to share stories of extremism in their states. Whitmer says she was targeted by domestic terrorists in a kidnapping plot that was foiled by federal agents. Whitmer says extremism isn't unique to Michigan. The governor says Republicans and Democrats need to take it on. Authorities announced Thursday that they had stopped a scheme to kidnap Whitmer. The government says it's involved months of planning and even rehearsals to snatch her from her vacation home. With Russia's mediation, Armenia and Azerbaijan have agreed to a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh started at noon Saturday following 2 weeks of heavy fighting that marked the worst outbreak of hostilities in the separatist region in a quarter century. Countries' foreign ministers say in a statement the truce is intended to exchange prisoners and recover the dead, adding that the specific details would later be agreed upon. The World Food Program won the Nobel Peace Prize Friday for fighting hunger and seeking to end its use as a weapon of war and conflict at a time when the coronavirus pandemic has driven millions of people to the brink of starvation. Announcing the prize, the Norwegian Nobel Committee said it wished to turn the eyes of the world toward the millions of people who suffer from or face the threat of hunger. The committee also said it hoped that bestowing the prize on the UN agency would highlight the need to strengthen global solidarity and cooperation in an era of go-it-alone nationalism. Twitter is imposing tough new rules that restrict candidates from declaring premature victory and tightening its measures against spreading misinformation, calling for political violence and spreading thoughtless commentary in the days leading up to and following the November 3rd election. The social platform will remove tweets that encourage violence or call for people to interfere with election results. Human Rights Watch wants the city of Buenos Aires to stop using live facial recognition to identify children accused of committing crimes. A New York-based Human Rights Watch said Buenos Aires started using the technology in April of 2019, making Argentina the only country in the world to deploy it against people under the age of 18. Although no minors are known to have been arrested yet, the group says the methodology is riddled with misidentifications that could unjustly limit job and educational opportunities for kids wrongly accused of theft and other crimes. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Voice of America Home Studios in Washington. I have got a great show for you today. Lots of current and classic tunes from all over the continent, as usual. There's Tuareg, desert rock, Afrobeats, bonga flavor, modern highlife, R&B, plus a 1968 vintage tune by the Richard Band from Cameroon. Today's edition sadly announces the death of Tanzanian veteran guitar virtuoso Said Mabera. Journey Ramadan, the project manager for Busara Productions in Zanzibar, joins me by phone to comment on his passing. And Song of the Week is Telephone Lovin' by MC Campton and featuring Anita Jackson. They're from Zimbabwe, and that comes in at half past the hour with Mame Ofori. And as for today's feature, I bring you the latest on what's hot in the world of African music festivals. Now, that's a bit tricky and hard to figure out in this time of COVID-19. But after a lot of digging, I have come up with two international music festivals you are gonna love. So that's it. Welcome. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Starting off in Ghana with current modern live band highlife, here's Yaya with eBay Money.
This is a true story.
Hello, that was Yaya from Ghana with eBay Money, a track off her album Agu, which was released on Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2020. I'm Heather Maxwell. We are at the top of Music Time in Africa. And now from Malawi, this new song, Nakupenda, was released September 28th by multi-award winning artist Kelke. It already has 10,329 YouTube views last time I checked, and I just know those views are going to continue to skyrocket in the days, weeks, months, maybe even years to come. You know why? Well, it's a love song dedicated to newlyweds. And according to just a few comments that I've read, fans are already preparing to include this song in their own future weddings. It's a nice song, and it features hip-hop artist Tegrin. By Kel K and featuring Tegrin from Malawi. Hello, everybody. This is Heather. And, well, now from nice to naughty. Here is Chanel from Gabon with her massive hit. Now, Chanel is not looking to get married. She's just looking at the husband, satisfied to be the side piece. And she tells you all about it, all the reasons why in this song. Check out the visuals. They dropped May 2018. And not only does it already have over 20 million views, but it's got married women making their own music videos in response. The one I saw, the married woman is flashing her big sparkling wedding ring. And, you know, I think she's saying, look, you might have him as a boyfriend, whatever, but I got the ring.
Arrête un peu tout tes tralala depuis la. to number ye, to number what the number, so to number ye, Jenko no. Hello world, my name is Biala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked. Rawr!
All right. Hey, guys, I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far and staying safe. Now, from Guinea, here is another love song back to between husband and wife. This is Manamba Kante, the daughter of the famous Mori Kante, who died just recently this past May. Now, the song features Manamba's husband, who is also a famous singer in Guinea. His name is Suleiman Bangura, and he goes by Soul Bangs. Now, in this tune, Manamba is just simply professing her love for her darling husband. Aw, so sweet and pure. And that was Lube by Manamba Kante from Guinea. Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Now to some sad news. One of Tanzania's greatest guitar virtuosos, Said Mabera, has died. Dr. Mabera, as he was known in music circles, was the lead guitarist with Msondo Ngoma Music Band for 47 years. And in 2011, he was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award during that year's Kili Music Awards in recognition of his contribution to Tanzanian music. Earlier this week, I spoke with Journey Ramadan, the project manager for Busara Productions in Zanzibar, to get his reaction to the news. Thank you for coming in on short notice. Well, I'm so sorry, but can you tell me what you know about him?
Actually, I can say he's one of the leading guitarists in Tanzania because there is a big history about the Old Two Jazz Band and the Sikinde. So these two big bands, they were like a pioneer of the dance music in Tanzania. So, and a lot of youngers, they are taking like, that was like a living legends. They just take lots of lessons from these two bands, especially these older people, because before it was only older people. But right now they try to invite so many youngers to learn from them. And especially the Tanzania rumba music, dance music, because the dance music which is happening in Congo and Tanzania is a little bit different.
Yes.
In Tanzania we call muziki wa dance.
The old style.
Yeah, old style, but it's still alive and it has got lots of supporters and fans, especially in Tanzania. Even younger people, so whatever they perform, so many people, they go there and enjoy the music because they have got the genuine flavor. They're still maintaining the quality of music and the quality of their lyrics. So it's very interesting that whatever they perform, even the youngers, they try to imitate their lyrics because they are very old but still alive and people much love the music. Yeah, it's a big big loss for the Tanzania music. He was a very good guitar player and many youngers were relying on him just to get some lessons, to get some wisdom and many things from him.
I see.
Yeah.
Can you remember any song that the band he played in? I know he played in several.
Yes, there are so many songs, but there is one like a chorus they normally like to sing is Mabela, Mabela. So this is very popular. And the way he played his guitar is to resonate the kind of singing. It was very interesting.
Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you so much, Journey. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you too, Heather.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Take care.
I hope we'll be in Zanzibar next February.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you so much.
Okay, so that was Journey and me speaking over the phone about the death of Said Mabera. But I couldn't find that song that he was referring to, but did find this one. It's called Majuto, and it comes off of the 2005 CD called Casa Moyo by the Msondo Ngoma Music Band. The song is about a guy named Majuto, and the singer is saying, you know, look, I've searched east and west looking for you. It's been 2.5 years. Nobody's seen you. We don't know if you are dead or alive. Your friends, your wife, and your children are all looking for you. Mashariki na magharibi ninatafuta rafiki yangu Majuto yapata sasa miaka miwili na nusu sijui nitamwona wapi jamani nimezunguka mashariki na magharibi ninatafuta rafiki yangu Majuto yapata sasa miaka miwili na nusu sijui Majuto yuko hai au Majuto amefariki hatujui kama Majuto yuko hai au Majuto amefariki katika pita yangu mitaani kwa majirani nimeambiwa kwamba Majuto yuko Ifakara yuko huko anatafuta madini ninachojua mimi Ifakara kuna kilimo
kuta isiwe kisingizio cha kutelekeza familia, kwani inakutegemea kwa kila jambo.
Popote ulipo, Mungu sikie,
sikie
familia yako baba tunateseka.
Majuto, majuto brother, kuta isiwe kisingizio cha kutelekeza familia, kwani inakutegemea kwa kila jambo.
Popote ulipo, utusikie,
sisi
familia yako baba tunateseka.
Barua zako na picha ulizo tuma mazo, tukiziangalia tunapata uchungu, majuto baba. Uko wapi mke na watoto wako, wanakulilia majuto baba.
All right, that was Majuto by the Msonda Ngoma Music Band, and its lead guitarist, in case you're just joining, Said Mabera, passed away in his home in Goba, Dar es Salaam on September 28th. He was 72 years old. Hey guys, okay, so next up, one song request, then a total chill out for a few minutes with one song by the Tuareg Desert rock band, Tinarawen. And then Song of the Week with Kwame Ofori. Plus, after that, we've got the whole second half of the show. I've got my special feature on international music festivals, plus more awesome music. So, yeah, you're at the right spot, right here, right now, on Music Time in Africa. Okay, now I have a song request that I wish to honor. It's by an American fan of African music. His name is Jim Amadeo, who wants to hear Mr. Foolish by Adekunle Gold. Piece of cake, Jim. Piece of cake. Great choice, too. This tune comes off of Gold's 2018 album called About 30, and it features the one and only Sheyun Kuti.
Watch a madman, but nobody wants him as begin. What the hell, what the can do? Any abata, tapira, tupa, olo, wajito, no. Come on for my way.
But them things say him know something. Mr. Foolish go the bleach, him no like black skin. Mr. Foolish go the pose with all the foreign things. Mr. Foolish go the do, and Mr. Foolish go the talk. Mr. Foolish go jeja, Mr. Foolish just drunk. Mr. Foolish go soddy, Mr. Stupid somebody. I'm gonna take one back on like it done it. Lole pure wa Jesu
o fina sori o le ori o fe tun la le
Mr. Fully
o ngu gege ni reluwe awe se o fe pare
Mr. Fully
you carry petrol put for nylon on the smoke
Mr. Fully
fire the bomb don't run you dey take yourself with Mr. Fully.
Music time in Africa.
All right. Hello, everybody. You just heard Mr. Foolish by Adekunle Gold. Song of the Week is coming up soon, but right now, it is time to chill with Tinarawen. Tinarawen, which means deserts in the Tamashek language, is the iconic Tuareg rock band from the Sahara Desert. In this song, singer Ibrahim Agala Habib laments the downfall of the nomadic desert lifestyle. He sings, "My friends from the Sahara, our freedom is gone. Let's unite, or else we shall all vanish. Not a single soul will be left alive in the desert." Tinarawen with Imidawan Win Sahara, my friends from the Sahara. Hello. Are you feeling amply chilled out now and relaxed? I sure am. Well, the chill is over because now it's the bottom of the hour, which brings us to Song of the Week. Yeah! Earlier this week, I reached out to Kwame by phone to join me. Well, hello, Kwame Ofori. How are you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, everyone. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You picked out this song again for Song of the Week.
I'm on the roll, guys. I'm on the roll.
So why don't you introduce it?
Okay, so for this week, we have an amazing song from Zimbabwe. And it's by Anita Jackson and MC Compton, titled Telephone Loving.
Yes. Let's just listen to it for a minute. We'll come back.
Oh, yeah.
You all know the drill.
Hello?
It's almost 2 years now since you're gone away. Far away. Baby, me when you come back. And when you miss me, you call by me phone. Have some conversation. Make me conversate. Phone loving that can't enough. Telephone, telephone tip. Can me think kick me one day real deep. Stress. Every time when me reminisce, can me pour one glass of honey and drink it. I'm counting down the days. Me eye the panic. The dark one not in it. Can me tired of the telephone love.
Okay, Kwame, why'd you pick this song?
Yes, I picked this song because dancehall music is really making an impact in East and some Southern African countries. And last week, as you witnessed, the Ugandan song we picked, Confidence, had this, you know, dancehall infusion in there. And this also had that. So I was like, well, it will be interesting to explore. And hence, we have Telephone Loving that was released during the lockdown in April.
Got it.
The distance still killing me. Me can't work with this technology. Me no want telephone loving. Me want see your face. I'm on time, me have to get intimate. Cause you have the perfect energy. Me no want telephone, telephone.
Well, I like the message. You know, I'm always listening to lyrics in songs. I can't help it. I'm a singer and songwriter, so I always zoom in on that. But I really like how they're saying, you know, me no want telephone loving, dude. I'm so, and I can relate, not even just, not to the loving part necessarily, but just I'm so sick of looking at the telephone all the time to chat, to message, to video chat. I'm just tired of it.
You want fun, call. Just a kiss and caress. Leap on the bed and put me head on your chest. You unzip my dress. No more chit chat, no more send a text. I'm counting down the days. Me eye the pon the clock. The jack on a ring. I had a telephone loving. Come make me see your face. A distance still killing me. Me can't work with this technology. Me no want telephone loving.
So I love Anita Jackson and her approach to dancehall music. You and I always advocate for more female artists on the continent to get their shine. And for a young lady who just entered the music scene in Zimbabwe, she's doing well with the dancehall music. And
yes.
I love it. Yes, yeah. I do love it. Telephone Loving, it's a nice song.
Yes, I would add simple production, very, very simple production. But, you know, it just goes straight to the point. No telephone loving for me. I'm done. Let's get this COVID over with, right, Kwame?
Yes, 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 please.
All right. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Sante.
And that was Telephone Loving by MC Compton and Anita Jackson from Zimbabwe for
Song of the Week.
Woohoo. See you next time.
See you, Heather.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, change of pace. Somewhere back in 1968, the founder of Music Time in Africa, Leo Sarkisian, collected a rare recording by the Richard Band. Now, we heard one of these recordings several weeks ago, but the music is so good, I'm just bringing you another one. This one is a folk song set to a merengue beat. All right, that was Adinene Aluda from 1968 Cameroon. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we have one quick brand new bonga flavor coming up. And then I've got your inside scoop on the hottest international African music festivals. Here's Catwalk by Uncle Ipatan featuring Rayvan.
Chuchusio sasita satano kasoro kasoro. Girl, you want a vacation. Twende komoro komoro. Una mwanya wakichaga uchochoro chochoro. Jamaica, mwendo wa cigarette, tunawasha malaita. Yo, 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 yo. So gotta do like a fighter. Bend down pose, tukulenge ma sniper. Yeah.
I like the way you do like this. The way you do like this, yeah. I like the way you go, my sis. The way you walk like me, it's like Kati.
Walk.
Kati.
Walk.
Kati. Kati. Kati.
Walk.
Like Kati.
Walk.
Kati.
Walk.
Kati. Kati. Kati.
Walk.
Kakinita lava lava.
Ola gade.
Uwoe ablesi buwana. Twende kwa passion java.
Ola gade.
Hey, hey, this is Teta and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
All right, hello everyone. Since the outbreak of COVID-19, live music festivals around the world have either canceled or gone virtual. Now, if you're a live music fan, it's really hard to keep track of what's happening. Well, I did some digging for you. In Montreal, Canada, the international music festival Nuit d'Afrique kicked off September 27th, and it's going to be great. But this year, it's different. First of all of the artists are based in Canada. So we're talking about an African diasporan concert this year, but by artists who are already in Canada. Nobody's coming in or out of that country. But the festival's also gone abruptly 100% virtual. I spoke with Suzanne Rousseau, the general manager of the festival, earlier this week to get more details.
This year, the festival, we couldn't present it in July. Usually it's every year around mid-July for 13 days. And usually we have indoor and free outdoor show. And really the outdoor show is where like thousands of festival goers
yes.
come and see free shows on the stage.
I remember, I've been there. It's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this summer we were getting ready to present. And in April, everything stopped. So we decided to present for 34 days for this 34th reinvented edition.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be 25 indoor shows, and 8 of the 25 shows will be filmed and broadcast. But our government announced that all concert venues, clubs, restaurants must close until October 28th. We were almost crying when we were listening live the news. And then we picked up ourselves and said, listen, we're going to work very hard on those web broadcasts. Those web broadcasts will be even more important. So that's how we're seeing things now. And we're getting ready to make the best of it.
All right. Hi, guys. So that was Suzanne Rousseau, the general manager of Nuit d'Afrique African Music Festival.
I spoke with her earlier this week. Now, Suzanne also told me that while you're watching the concert, and for you all living in Africa, this is every Saturday from October 3rd to October 31st, beginning at 11 a.m. Montreal time. Every Saturday, you can see a concert. So while you're watching this on YouTube, you can interact and they will respond. So that's kind of fun and cool. And I want to say that the one that you definitely should not miss is Canadian-based Haitian artist Wesley. Here's a sample of his music. This one is a song called Aizan. That was Wesley with a neo-traditional Haitian tune called Aizan. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa, and I'm sharing the latest news about top African international music festivals. Now, I just told you about Nuit d'Afrique. That's happening online right now through October 28th. And then there's this. One of the biggest international African music festivals on the continent is Sauti za Busara. Well, actually, it's slightly off the continent, right? Because it's off the east coast of Tanzania in the Indian Ocean. Beautiful. But I spoke with its founder and CEO, Yusuf Mahmoud, earlier this week to see how that festival is shaping up for its next edition, which is due February 2021. Here's what he's got to say.
So in Tanzania, honestly, I can say for the past few months, life has been going on pretty much as normal. So bearing in mind travel restrictions, challenges in fundraising and other uncertainties, we took the decision to go ahead with the festival next year. But instead of having 4 days, to downscale a little bit to 2 days edition, and we'll provide a platform that shows African music is alive and kicking. We're not going to enforce wearing of masks or social distancing at the festival, but additional safety measures will be in place.
I'm so excited that Sauti za Busara is actually happening in 2021. And don't be surprised, Yusuf, if you see me there.
And I really, really hope to see you in Zanzibar in February. It's called the friendliest festival on the planet for a reason. And I really hope you can come and share the magic with us.
All right. So that was Yusuf Mahmoud, the founder and CEO of Sauti za Busara. And now, since this festival is not until earlier next year, he told me that you all can get updates on the website. It's busaramusic.org. And on social media, you just search for Sauti za Busara. Yusuf also mentioned several artists who are already confirmed on the show bill from South Africa, Mozambique, Reunion Island, Ghana, Morocco, Tanzania, of course, Uganda, Algeria, and more. To give you a little sample of one act that I'm really excited about, here's Morena Laraba. Now, Yusuf said that he learned music whilst shepherding in the mountains of Lesotho. Now, Morena doesn't even have his own album out yet. I searched and searched and didn't find anything. But you see, part of the magic of that Sauti za Busara festival is the amazing emerging artists that they select. And they surprise everybody with. And they're never disappointed. So Morena Laraba is one of them. Here he is, featured in a song called Harare by the South African rock band from Johannesburg, Blackjacks. All right. So
So that wraps up my feature on top international African music festivals happening right now and in the near future.
I want you to let me wait, 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 wait,
we love music time in Africa.
Hey guys, this is Heather Maxwell, and we've got time for just one more song. This is Sing My Name by Ms. V from Ghana and featuring Nigeria's Paderanki.
You go, V go. I know my skets sets already go. Give you my heart, make you carry go. Tell them, girl, I'm your galley, yo. Oh, yeah. I want to feel it in my belly, yo. Follow the ladder to my heavy no. Oh, la, 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 la.
Time to say goodbye. Thank you all so much for joining me this hour, and I cannot wait to be with you again next week. Also, a big thank you to Suzanne Rousseau of Nuit d'Afrique in Montreal, and to Youssouf Mahmoud of Southeast Abusara in Zanzibar. Also, thank you, Journey Ramadan, for sharing your thoughts on the passing of Tanzanian guitarist Said Mabera. And once again, finally, thank you, Kwame Ofori, for helping out with Song of the Week, which was Telephone Lovin' by MC Campton and Anita Jackson from Zimbabwe. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page, or group, Instagram, that's MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You'll get updates, fresh news, photos, and videos. Also, if you want to listen to and read and research more about our vintage music, go to voanews.com/MTIA-archive. Again, voanews.com/MTIA-archive. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sundays at 1505 and 2005 UTC, and we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. All right, till next week, stay safe and stay beautiful.